May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. For the last 2 years, Adrian and I have been part of a program in the Diocese of Massachusetts for newly ordained clergy and their rectors. And last week was the culminating retreat for our cohort of that program. So from the retreat, I have a few things I want to tell you. The first is that I have now graduated from the recently ordained clergy program, which means I am now a veteran clergy person. So I now consider myself an expert, having been a priest for slightly more than a year. The second, as many of you know, is that all roads lead back to St. Andrew's in Wellesley, so I have greetings to deliver from Chris Wendell, who many of you remember as a former assistant rector. He was on the retreat because he now supervises his own assistant rector as rector of St. Paul's Church in Bedford. I also have greetings from Laura Ahrens, who those of you who were around here a few decades ago remember as a little girl who grew up in this church, was sponsored for ordination by St. Andrew's, and is now a bishop in the Diocese of Connecticut. Just to complete the picture, she was a seminary classmate of Margaret's. Laura was the leader of our retreat. And mostly what I want to tell you is about something that we learned from her. The central question of our time together was what it means to be a priest, which is really the question of what it means to be a Christian, how to live a Christian life. And Bishop Laura gave us a framework for thinking about that question in two parts, discipleship and apostleship. So in the Gospels, the friends of Jesus are called disciples, which means students. And the job of a disciple is to listen and learn. And the disciples pray with Jesus, and they read the scriptures. And they have busy lives, but they take time out of them to grow in their relationship with God. And also, the same friends of Jesus are called apostles, which means messengers. And the job of an apostle is to be sent somewhere. So the apostles go out to the far reaches of the known world, and they're driven by this vision that the love of God and the knowledge of God can make the world a better place. And so they put themselves to work in the service of others. And as both disciples and apostles, we can have both an interior and an exterior life in Christ. We don't have to choose. Bishop Laura reminded all of us that discipleship and apostleship are like breathing in and breathing out. You can't live into one without the other. And if you try to do only one all the time, you may find some effects on your overall health that you do not want. And the metaphor of breathing makes this sound like an easy balance, but most of us have found at one time or another that it is not very easy at all. And different seasons of life tip the balance in different ways. If we get too out of balance, we start to notice an impact on the health of our spirits. If we focus only on discipleship, we will get very good at praying and meditating. We may become very knowledgeable about the Bible and feel a deep connection to the heart of God. We may also become a little stale and a little self-satisfied and a little bit ready to forget our responsibility to other people. And if we focus only on apostleship, we will excel at outreach and we'll throw ourselves into saving the world and start to burn out when it seems like the world just isn't as responsive to being saved as we want it to be. And we might get a little sanctimonious and resentful and start to forget that the restoration of God's peaceable kingdom actually doesn't begin and end with us. But if we seek the right balance, that's the sweet spot where the Christian life can bring us some real joy. And it starts to feel as natural as breathing in and breathing out. Today we hear the story of the ascension when the resurrected Jesus is taken up to heaven. And as usual, his friends are a couple of steps behind, in part because they're still waiting for Jesus to unveil himself as a political Messiah. That's what they've been waiting for, and they figure this is kind of his last chance. And they're ready to be apostles out there in the world leading the charge. And so when they ask, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" what they're really saying is, "So Jesus, are you going to get the Roman Empire out of here or what?" And Jesus reminds them, maybe not so gently, that now might actually be the time for a little discipleship, to stand back and listen and learn. "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set," he tells them, "but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." And amazingly, for once in the New Testament, they actually do what he says. And after he ascends into heaven, they return to Jerusalem and devote themselves to prayer. There's a time and a place to be an apostle. There's a time and a place to be a disciple. So if we can take any wisdom from those first followers of Jesus, maybe now is the time to examine our lives and reflect a little bit on the balance. Is Jesus calling you to challenge yourself as a disciple? Do you feel a craving for more stillness and quiet in your life? For more time spent in meditation or prayer? Do you have a Bible gathering dust on a high bookshelf that one day you plan to crack open and read? I can tell you only from my own experience that you should not wait to pray until you're in the right mental space, because that space is made by praying. And I can also tell you there is no such thing in my life as having the time to pray, only making the time. Is Jesus calling you to challenge yourself as an apostle? Are you full of gratitude for the life that you've been given and ready to share the joy around? Do you feel a craving to spend more of your time in a meaningful way? Have you spent years kind of nursing a little dream that you'll get more involved at church or become more engaged in politics or volunteer at the animal shelter when life finally settles down? Because I can tell you again from experience that if you wait for life to settle down, you might wait a long time. Apostleship and discipleship. We will always be called to both because each one nurtures the other. And if you listen, if you really listen for God's call to you right now, you may find that it's as gentle a sound as breathing out and breathing in. Amen.